Okay, we're going to start the Daf Nail, Daf Lamed Gimel. We're actually going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. This is a Mishnah we had seen earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph, and there we explained that there was a machlokus between the Mefarish and Tosfos that had to read this Mishnah, and we'll go over that again now. It says, Hayu Mahalkin Baderech, people walking along the way, Vechad Bakenek Dam, and they see someone from afar walking towards them. Amar Achad Mehem, one of the people walking in this group here, says, Harei Nazir Shezeb Ploni, I'm a Nazir, this is Reuven. So the way Tosfos learns this means that he's trying to be amate to Varav. He's trying to establish the veracity of that which he's saying. So he says, I'm a Nazir, if this is Ploni, and meaning that he really thinks it's Reuven, and he's saying that I am saying it's Reuven, and I will be a Nazir if it's Reuven. Whereas Mefarish says the other way around. The Mefarish says, no, he believes it's not Reuven. And therefore he says, I will be a Nazir if it is Reuven. Meaning that he's trying to prove that it's not Reuven, or trying to show that it's not Reuven. He does that by saying, I'll be a Nazir if it is Reuven. Now the other person, the second person, comes along. Amar echad me'en arei nazir she'zeploni ve'echad amar ani nazir she'ein zeploni. Then someone takes the opposite position of him. So according to Tosfos, that opposite position means that he's trying to. That's what he believes. He believes this is not Reuven. Therefore, I'll be a nazir if it's not Reuven. Whereas Mefarsh believes that he thinks it is Reuven, and therefore he says I'm a nazir if it's not Reuven because it really is Reuven. Either way, they're taking opposite positions. Then the next person, the third person, comes along and says, "Harei Nazir she'echad mekem Nazir. I am a Nazir. If one of you two is a Nazir." Then a fourth person comes along and says, "She'ein echad mekem Nazir. I'm a Nazir. If one of you two is not a Nazir." So three and four are exactly the same. They're just taking the other position. One saying in the positive form that one of you is a Nazir, and one of them is saying in the negative form, meaning that one of you is not a Nazir. I am a Nazir because obviously one of these two individuals is right. And one of them is wrong. Then a third person comes along and says, "Hareni Nazir, Shishnechem Nazirim." So this is number five, comes along and says that I'm a Nazir if both of you guys are Nazirim. And then the last one comes along and says, "Kulchem Nazirim, I'm a Nazir if all of you are Nazir." So Beit Shammai Amrim Kulan Nazirim. According to Beit Shammai, all of these people are Nazirim because when they took the Nether, according to Mefarsh, they took the Nether, they said, "Hareni Nazir." They said the interpretation, they said the words Hareni Nazir, and since they said the words Hareni Nazir, that's enough to establish Nazirut, and it's not, it was just a a condition that they thought, or what they were thinking, and even if it's mistaken what they're thinking, we know for Beit Shammai that Nidre Tos, or Nazir Patos, or Hektish Patos still function, and therefore you have an, all of these people will be Nazirim over here, where Tosa says something similar, that we're talking about all these people wanted to be Nazirim, and they were trying to establish their word, and when they said it, they believed they were right. They believed it was true. Since they believed it's true when they took the Nazirut, they accepted themselves a full Nazirut. Even though later on we find out that the information that they had was wrong, nevertheless, they believed that you took a full-fledged Nazirut at the time because you believed you were right. Betel Omri, Meno Nazir, Amishalo Nit Kaimu Devarav. They tell us the only one of the Nazir is the one whose words were not kept. Again, well, that is, we'll have to see in the Gemara, but that doesn't make so much sense. It really should say she's Nitzkaimu Devarav. Whoever Sinai was triggered should be a Nazir. Now, the difference between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, because Beit Shammai believes that even when you have a Nazirut, the Ta'ut, even when you have a mistake, it still establishes Nazirut, whereas Beit Hillel says, no, if the condition is fulfilled, then there is Nazirut. If the condition is not fulfilled, there is no Nazirut. Now, Rabbi Tarfon comes along and says, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. No one is a Nazir here. This is because Rabbi Tarfon believes that you need a haflah. At the time that you take the neder nizirut, it has to be clear that the nizirut will take effect. You need to know exactly that it will take effect. There should be no residual conditions in the nizirut. And over here, there's uncertainty as whether you will become a nazir, because we know that one of these two individuals is going to be right and one of them is going to be wrong. So the fact that there's a safek left in nizirut, that's not kol haflah. And the Torah requires haflah for you to take a neder nizirut, and that's only when there is certainty. So Rabbi Tarfon says, none of these individuals are Nazirim. Here at Diyadu Acharav, what happens if the individual is walking towards him, never reaches them? He actually walks away, and they don't see him anymore. So then we say, ain't no Nazir. He's not a Nazir. Whose words are these? It's not clear. Is this a continuation of Rabbi Tarfon, or is this a new Tana in the Mishnah? Then Rabbi Shimon responds to that and says, Mishon Omer Yomar, Ima Yakidivirai, if it's like my words, Harini Nazir. Chova. If I was right, then I'm a Nazir Chova, because I took a Neder Nazirut already. In Lav, already Nazir Nidavah. If it's not right, then I'll have to take a Neder Nazirut bin Nidavah. That way, no matter what, I am a Nazir now, either because of the Chova, because of the conditions I said above, or because of the Nidavah, the voluntary Nazirut that I am bringing now. And this is to solve the problem where he walks away, and we have a Safek whether you're a Nazir or not. So we'll have to understand both that position as well as the position of the individual in front of him. Right, so Misha, now the Gemara is going to ask about the position of Beit Hillel. Misha knows Kaimu Dvarav, am I having Nazir? If your words, if the conditions were not fulfilled, why is this person Nazir? Zamar Rav Yehuda, Ma Mishnit Kaimu Dvarav. This is no problem. Amend the Mishnah to read whoever's words were fulfilled. When Beit Hillel says, who's a Nazir? Whoever's Tanai was triggered. If your Tanai is triggered, you are a Nazir. If your Tanai is not triggered, you're not a Nazir. There's no such thing as Nazirut Betaut, by mistake. So if it works, if you are right, then it works. If you're wrong, then it doesn't work. As opposed to Beit Shammai, believes that everyone is Nazir. That's one possible answer. Bayamar, that the condition here, what the person said here was, Inami La Tonihu. That not only did he say that, for like say the first individual was coming along and sees this, the first person in the group who sees the other individual coming towards him, and he said, Harini Nazir Shizet Ploni. He says, I'm a Nazir if this is Ploni. Inami, also, even if it's not him. I mean that he says, either way, I am a Nazir. So what's the Chiddush then? So then, Umay lo nitzkaimu dvarav. What does it mean that he did not keep his word? Lo nitzkaimu dvar rishonim el dvar achronim. Even though his first word is not kept, meaning that because he said it is this Reuven, says, I am a Nazir if it is Reuven. Also, if it's not Reuven. So what do we say? Do we say that only what he said first matters, and therefore, when he says, I am a Nazir, if it is Reuven, then only if it is Reuven, he'll be a Nazir. And that extra statement that he made afterwards is, also if it's not Reuven, doesn't matter. Or do we say that second statement has tokif, has value? And that's what they're saying. Even if his first words were not kept, but his second words were found to be true, that's enough to establish him in the Neder Nizirut. Tosfos points out that this is just a gav orche, just as a sidebar, the Mishnah is mentioning the fact that tokhe de dibor is kedibor dami. As long as you reversed yourself within the tokhe de dibor, that's as part of your original condition. Therefore, when you said, I am a Nazir, if this is Reuven, and also if it's not Reuven, that reversal is enough to be established as tokhe de dibor, and that will have tokef, will have value within the condition of your Nazirut, and therefore you'll become a Nazir. So Rehuda amends Beit Hillel to read Shignit Kaimu Dvarav, whoever's condition was fulfilled, and therefore his condition is fulfilled will be a Nazir, and that's like Beit Hillel, makes sense in Beit Hillel, because they don't believe in Ta'ut, Hekdesh Ta'ut. And Abayah, on the other hand, says no, leave the Lashon HaMishnah alone, that it says whoever's language was not kept. What does it mean, not kept? It means that what they originally said wasn't kept, but the other words that they added on afterwards were kept, and that's enough to establish him as a Nazir. Right now, here, Tiala Achurav. Here, the individual, they have a group of people walking, and then there's another individual coming towards them, and they're making all these different assertions as to who it is. But then what happens? This person disappears. He never reaches them, so now they don't know who it is. But, so this Gemara says, Time Mishum Dir Da Achurav. The point that he's not a Nazir, according to the Tana after, or the statement after Rabbi Tarfon that says, Enu Nazir, is because the individual left. Ha Ati Lekaman, had he reached us, Havi Nazir, then people would have been Nazirim. Mani, who's the author of that position? Can't be. Elam Rabbi Tarfon, if you say Rabbi Tarfon, Miavi Nazir. If this is a continuation of the statement of Rabbi Tarfon, why should he be a Nazir? Even if he reaches them, why should he be a Nazir? Kevin, the Bishat of the Kanazir, Lo Yada. The time the person took the Neder Nizirut, we were uncertain as who it was. That uncertainty is already enough to undermine a Neder Nizirut, according to Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon believes you need a Haflah, and this lacks Haflah. So me, Chalal Nizirut. When you don't know who it is, when is there a Nizirut according to Rabbi Tarfon? So it must be that this is the author of that statement after Rabbi Tarfon says, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. That next statement cannot be attributed to Rabbi Tarfon. So who is it attributable to? So Gemara says, Ava Tanya, we have a Braisa that tells it is, that it's the Yodumar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, the Fishlan Nan Nizirut Alaflaa. We have a Braisa that tells us that Rabbi Tarfon's position is that when you don't explicitly, and it's not clear that your Nizirut is effective immediately, there is some doubt left in it, that there is no Nizirut. So he cannot be the author of that statement. And we could have even learned it from our Mishnah as well. But the Gemara brought it from the Braisa, where it's explicit, even in the name of Yehuda, they bring down Rabbi Tarfon, that it's not anything that's not obvious at that moment is not considered a Nizirut. So who is the author of that piece? El Rabbi Yehuda the Kriyu. It's Rabbi Yehuda of the pile. What's Rabbi Yehuda of the pile? We've had this prior in Nidarim, the Tanya. Already Nazir, I'm not Shehe B'kriz Me'akur. If he says that I'm a Nazir based on the fact that there's 100 kur in this pile, Alachu Matzo Shenignav Unev Oavad, Oshavad, he goes ahead and he finds that the pile is now stolen or lost. So now he doesn't know if he's a Nazir because the pile's not there. Rabbi Shimon Oseh. Rabbi Shimon says it's Asur. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Right? Rabbi Shimon says it's Asur. And Rabbi Yehuda says he's Mutar. What's the position of Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Shimon believes that a person is machad inshei l'sveika. A person enters themselves, a person is willing to make a statement that will enter himself into a doubt that is not definitive at the time. And since over here, the pile of stone, we assume, Rabbi Shimon says, the person nevertheless would have taken the neder and would have placed himself into such a doubt. So therefore, he is now a Nazir mitzafek. Whereas, Rabbi Yehuda believes, no, that a person only puts themselves into a position where they can definitively understand where they are. So here, since the person will never know whether he's a Nazir or not because it's missing, he would never have taken such a neder nizirut, and therefore he is mutar. He doesn't require another neder nizirut. And there, Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon Savar came and dilu nignav dimahava be meyakur. Had it not been stolen, maybe there was meyakur, Bobby Nazir. So it's a suffik nizirut, and therefore he is a Nazir. We say suffik nizirut, the chumra. Ashinami Abi Nazir. So to in our Mishnah, he's a Nazir. Hachanami came into Iatala, come on. So do over here, if he comes before us, Yadin and Diploni have I Nazir. If he came before us and we knew what it was, we would know he's a Nazir. Hashinami Abi Nazir, also here, where we have a safek about him, he's also a Nazir. So the positions here that are established are Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. So if we go back to the Mishnah, now we can understand the Mishnah. In the case where it says here, Tiala Achorav, the person turns away, and now the group is walking towards him, never knows who it is. Eino Nazir. He's not a Nazir. Whose position is that? That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda believes that a person does not put himself in a position of Safek. Just like by decree where the pal is missing, we say he's not a Nazir because we can never determine if the pal had that amount because it's gone now. So do over here. Since we'll never know who that individual was, there's a Safek here and a person does not put themselves in a Safek. And we have Safek Nazirut Lahakel. When we have Safek Nazirut, we go with Kula. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon says, what? Rabbi Shimon believes, just like by Kree, just like by the pile there, since we could have been 100 kur in the pile, so maybe he is a Nazir, and we're going to say, Saver, Safek Nizirut, the Chumra, goes to Chumra, and we're going to make him keep the Nizirut. Now, what's his solution? How does he get out of the problem? Once he's a Nazir, now it's a Safek. He's really not sure if he is a Nazir, but we go to Chumra and force him to be a Nazir. Now he can't go to the Mikdash and bring Karbanot, because we don't know if he really is a Nazir. He can't cut his hair, because we don't know if he is really a, if he's really a Nazir. So how do we solve the problem? So that's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yomar Im Hayaki Devarai. If it's like what I said, Harini Nazir, then I am a Nazir. Chova, meaning that if my condition was fulfilled, I am a Nazir. Vim Lav. If not, Harini Nazir Nedava. I'm making a voluntary Nizirut. So here he has a suffix Nizirut to Chumra, so he has to keep a Nizirut. So in order to avoid the problem of him never being able to get out of this Nizirut, we say, okay, so take another Neder Nizirut that's premised on the first one. Say, if the first one was a good Nizirut, or I'm obligated to be a Nazir, then I am a Nazir now. If not, then I'm taking a voluntary Nizirut. And therefore, in the end, he'll have be able to bring his karbanot, cut his hair, because he knows for sure, now that he's either a Nazir Michova, on the obligation of his original condition and his statement, or he's a Nazir now because he took a voluntary Nizirut, because his first statement was not true. So that's what the Gemara is answering, that Rabbi Shimon, just like Rabbi Shimon by decree, by the case of the pile, said if there's a safek by this pile, we still say, maybe because it could have been 100 kur, he is a Nazir, Safek Nazir Sechum, so too in our case over here, we're going to say, when the guy walked away, maybe it was the right statement, maybe the statement you said was true, and therefore you are a Nazir, so we're going to worry about that, and we're going to say, Safek Nazir Sechum, and the only way to get out of it is to take a Neder Nizirut, an additional Neder Nizirut that's premised on the first one, that says I'll be a voluntary Nazir if I was not a Nazir Michova before this point. Okay, we'll stop here.